Okay. This is called Two Timelines. Now, we've heard a lot about timelines, especially through sci-fi movies and all that kind of stuff. And then through some of the truther movement people, we've heard about timelines. But it's not as weird as we think. It's really biblical timelines. All right? The church has embraced Satan's narrative. I have only good and not evil for my church. My church is like the children of Israel. They would not receive my goodness. My goodness was to give them the land and keep them free from bondage. It is not different today. I want all my children to reign in life just like it in the past. My church just lives in rescue mode. All right, take this off of me. Take this off of me. Take this off of me. More on that later. In the Old Testament, I presented to them the two mountains, the blessing and the curse, that they could choose which one. I only have a good hope and future for my church. There's always been two timelines to choose from, blessing or cursing, two paths to take. Go to Matthew 7. Verse 13 and 14 there. It says, enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Unfortunately, there's a remnant. Seems to be throughout biblical history, our true history, that there's always just been a remnant. Yes, two timelines to choose from. Whatever choice is made, that is the choice everyone will receive. The entire message of the Word of God is for good, never for evil. Some can see no way out, and all their hopes are pending on an escape. They are just victims and see no other way out. They will receive the timeline they have chosen. They'll have their own private rapture. As I've told you about many times before, that those that embrace escape theology will be taken home, for they are not prepared to go in and take the land. Sound like Moses, doesn't it? This prepared generation will embrace me and all I have for them. See, he's been telling us the best is yet to come. Oh no, we be not able. We don't want to go in there. We got our suitcase passer ready to go. Waiting for a jet plane, you know what I'm saying? They will live in jubilee. I had to allow the old guard to die out back then, or they would harm or prevent the other moving forward. Nothing has changed, for that is what is going on today also. See, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. I'm not doing a rescue operation. I'm here to take my Joshuas and Calebs into their promised land. Now we're going to go read Joshua 1. We're going to look at Joshua and the teaching also. Starting with verse 1 there. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses was a nursery worker. Yeah, just like the church. Church is not matured, not grown up, for the most part. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host, and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses, servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land. Your wives, and your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them. Unto the Lord have given your brethren. Until the Lord have given your brethren rest as ye hath given you. Where we go one, we go all, huh? Kind of sounds like that, isn't it? They were the ones that made a deal with Moses, and God said, okay. They agreed that they wanted on the other side of the Jordan, and at first they were thinking, oh, we're going to have to stone them, you know. But no, they said, no, we want to go in and help you fight your land, and we won't go back to our land until we have helped you get all that it belongs to you, and then we will. And God said, okay, I can handle that. You can have what you asked for. Until the Lord had given your brethren rest. Isn't this about our personal gain? This isn't about our own personal jubilee. This is about all of mankind worldwide. As is given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan toward the sunrise. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou commandest us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us we will go. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. See, this kind of what we're used to living under and what we are seeing cannot be allowed to continue, even in our culture. It cannot be allowed. The punishment for the crime has to be so grave that it deters the crime. Or this evil ideology. Just think about what the white hat puppet, Biden puppet, did on Easter Sunday. I said, be the death penalty. Well, that's how strong Joshua, when they went in, they didn't put up with nothing. Nothing. Just if one did something, it wasn't just, well, if everybody did it. No, it was even with one. All right. That's it. Thank you.